or tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903. Tuesday afternoon, July the 6th, 2004. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Null of Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds is the teacher on this.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
You see down here, and we're talking about this is the parable of the unjust servant who wouldn't forgive. And the master was angry and delivered him to the, verse 34, torturer until he should pay all that was due to him. And so my heavenly Father will also do to each of you, and so forth. Now that word torturers there, that's New King James. The Old King James says tormentors. NIV says God's jailhouse. And the New American Standard, I think, says torturers. Whatever it is, it's a very uncomfortable place. Same place spoken of him. And you're not going to get out. What's happened is, I thought the adversary always meant the devil, and I never could really understand that verse. It means somebody you've hurt. Somebody who's got something against you. Somebody who's offended with you, whether you have actually hurt them or not. They've taken offense with you. They cry out to God and you really wrong them. God's going to send the evil angel. He says, go saddle quickly before you get the tormentors sent after you or you get put in God's jailhouse. You know that, what does it say? I think Carla spoke of it yesterday. Some of you withhold the wages of someone. They cry out to God. God will hear it and consider it sin to you. For you. It says in Deuteronomy, if your pro brother having trouble and he comes to you and says, help, and you look at him and your eye be evil toward him and you say the year of release, that's the year of releasing a debt, says, near, I'm not going to lend him anything because next year I got to forgive the debt. And you shut your hand and you give him nothing. Your eye be evil means it's stingy. You shut your hand and you give him nothing. God will consider it sin to you. Okay? That's Bible. Be careful. Your needy brother. You ask God what to do. That's when you get out on your knees and say, oh God, help me. What am I to do? And hear his spirit. And he says, give, give. Otherwise, the evil angel might come out. Y'all don't believe God uses evil angels? Use the lying spirit in the mouth of the false prophets to send Ahab to his death. He said, behold, I saw a vision. And all the host of heaven was assembled before God. On the right hand and on the left hand. The right hand the good angels, on the left hand the bad angels. He said, who is going to send Ahab? How are we going to get Ahab to go to his death? One said one thing, one said another. He said, I will do it. I will go be a lying spirit in the mouths of this false prophet. He said, you will succeed. Go. A lying spirit. Okay. We need to keep real short accounts with people we've wronged. Romans 12, 18. If it possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. You know, have disagreement. Try to settle it. The last type of curse is the one that was placed on us by professionals. I use this term professional to mean a person who practices the magic arts. They use a familiar spirit to discover your sin and weakness. Then they fashion a curse so it will be effective. These people described in Ezekiel 13, 18, 23. You can read that at your leisure. But he speaks of people who have magic charms. They keep people alive who should not live. That's healing people. They kill people who should not die. That's killing people. And they capture your soul like a flying thing, like a bird, which literally means a flying thing. And I won't go into that, but it means it's like trapping a demon. These people use a familiar spirit. That is a spirit that lives around you. I have a tape back there on familiar spirits. If you want me to take me an hour to talk about familiar spirits, I'm not going to go into it because I don't have time. If you're interested in familiar spirits and you want a tape on familiar spirits, there's one back there that talks about familiar spirits. He tells you my scriptural background and gives you the scripture for them. There's spirits that are assigned to your family line, the scriptures for that. There's spirits around you listening to everything you say and sending it upstairs to be recorded in the books. There's spirits that will talk to other spirits. That's how a professional knows. She sends out a spirit that's familiar with her. She sends it out, and it comes, talks to your familiar spirits and finds out what your sin is. And then it fashions the curse to fit your sin. How do I know? A friend of mine who's in the deliverance ministry with me. He's gone to be with God now. But before he was saved, he was a professional curse caster. He lived in Minneapolis. He said he used to go out to a place where the underground railway was, and he said it was an old burned-down building, and he found it, and he told his wife, I found this wonderful place. And she went out and said, man, it's the creepiest place. I'm going to wait in the car. And he built his altar and put his candles up and do his incantation. He said a black cloud would appear over it, and he would know how to fashion that curse, what to say, and send it out. Fashion the curses out of the Bible. One of my people in Bible club brought me a book he'd written off, says how to use the Bible to get your way. And it was a Bible on divination and witchcraft curses and various portions of the Psalms that you could use to bring this to pass or that to pass. I said, how to construct the altar and the color candles to use and so forth. I said, man, it's the worst book I've ever seen. You take this thing out and burn it. If you can keep going, you can take it home. And he gave it to me, and I took it home and went out in my backyard and built a fire in my book barn, in my barrel. I had a barrel out there that had a grate in it, and I kept a lot of kindling wood, and I just built a fire out of ironwood, and we got a good hot fire, just threw it down and burned it up. I mean, I got some interesting stories to tell about that. I remember once I threw in some stuff we got, you know, and all of a sudden it flared, and fire went about 30 feet in the air, you know, and these people came up and said, hey, Bill, shall I call the fire department? I said, no, we just burned a little stuff. We're going to have a cookout here. We're cooking a few demons, you know. We're having a cookout. Just put a little lighter fluid on it. Well, I did. I started with a little lighter fluid. I still got the barrel. My grates disappeared, though. Okay. And so, what do you do with people? Now, I read, you know, in Psalm 35, it says that your prayers will come back into your own bosom. If you want to look at it, Psalm 35, 12 to 13, he said, my cry said, I humble my soul with fasting, and my prayers return to my own bosom. He was talking about people who return good for evil. It was David. Okay. You pray for them. Matthew 5:43, 44 says, pray for those who abuse you, who hurt you, who curse you, and spitefully use you, that you may be a child of your fathers in heaven. And Luke 6:27, 28, and 35 say the same thing. That's what you do. If a professional is cursing you, you bless them. Just remember this. Now, the witches tell me that when you start blessing them in the name of Jesus, it sends a curse back on them. I don't have a real scripture for that. But if you want to scare a professional witch to death, you just bless her in the name of Jesus. I mean, she won't come around you. You bless her in the name of Jesus. I just bless you, honey. You just give me the Lord Jesus Christ. Just bless you abundantly. And this poor woman, you know, she came up to me and she began to curse me in Walmart. And I looked at her and I said, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you abundantly. And I mean, I've never seen such terror in anybody's eyes. And she almost broke the door down getting out of there. She almost ran through the automatic door. It ain't even time to open, you know. I bless them. I pray for them all the time. They give me their name. I'll pray for them. I'll put them on my prayer list and ask God to bring them salvation. That's what you should do. You should pray for your enemies. I mean, people who've hurt you, who've used you, who've done you dirty, you ought to pray for them. Try to settle it. Now, the next type of curse is a self-inflicted curse. The evil words you speak about yourself, saying, I'm dumb, I'm clumsy, I never get it right. I wish I could forget. I never want to remember that again. You need to be careful what you say. You say, I don't ever want to remember that again. I just wish I could forget that about that. The devil might accommodate you and give you a spirit of amnesia. I've had that happen. People crying and belly aching and slobbering, and I don't remember no more all the time. That's natural. You can have natural grief, but you can take natural grief too far. And say you don't ever want to remember anymore. Now, the world will give you peace that brings numbness. You see, the Buddha spirit, the yoga spirit that comes from yoga, from Hindu, it doesn't bring peace, it brings numbness. Doesn't hurt anymore. But then you don't respond either. You don't have a lot of joy either. You just numb. You walk around numb all the time. Now you take alcohol, you can get happy. You can take drugs and get happy. You can have yoga spirits will give you a great 1 minute you're down in the dumps. That spirit of Kundalini will give you 1 minute you're down here. The next minute you're on a highway up here and then you fall back down again. But basically speaking, you walk around really numb most of the time. You just walk around sort of numb. That's what the devil gives you. That's the peace of the world. Jesus said in John, my peace I give you, not the peace that the world gives you. Peace of the world is a numbness. Peace that God gives you is serenity, prosperity, healing, wholeness, and the joy of the Lord. That's what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is righteousness. That's Jesus Christ. Peace, shalom, health, wholeness, serenity, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God that should be in you and that you should be in this day. There's another kingdom coming. There's a kingdom coming when Jesus Christ is going to come back and he is going to come back and he's going to rule and reign for 1,000 years. But the kingdom of God that you do, when Jesus said the kingdom of God has come now unto you, he's speaking about peace and joy and righteousness. And that's what you should strive for now. And you live in that, you'll be ready when he comes back. When he comes, and only the Father knows when he's coming, when he comes, you'll be ready. Your lamp will be lighted. Your whole bosom will be full. You won't be one of them foolish virgins who had to run out and buy oil. You'll be ready to go in with the bridegroom. Great God. Self-inflicted curses. Okay. Look at Numbers chapter 30, verse 2. If a man vows a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself to by some agreement, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. And you can look at Deuteronomy 23:11, 21, Ecclesiastes 5, 4 to 5, and Jeremiah 17, 5 to 6. It speaks about the foolish, but it's better for a man not to vow than to vow and not do it. But this one in Numbers there says not to vow to God or not to vow to anybody and not do it. I'll give you an illustration. Some years ago, I was president of Salina Daycare Association. In 1968, I had a lot of single working mothers, and they had no place, safe place to leave their children. They had to work to support themselves, and yet they had no safe place to leave their children while they worked. And I was a real burden on my heart. And a number of us formed an association called the Salina Daycare Association, and at this time we had 4 daycare centers, and we took care of 500 children. I'd say 80% of them were single working mothers. It required me to raise $250,000 a year. In 1970, that was a lot of money. But you know, God was gracious. He was gracious. Anyway, I wanted to put a daycare center in this church. And it had to have a professional kitchen so we could cook meals in it. And that kitchen wasn't up to standard, and I was a member of this church. And we were getting ready to have a building program, and they said we could designate what we wanted. And I said, well, I'll donate the money to bring the kitchen up to professional standards and put hot water in the bathrooms, because that's what it took. And I agreed, and I pledged $10,000. That's about $50,000. And they accepted my pledge. And then they came back about a month later and said, well, you've misunderstood. We didn't say that you could say that we're not going to do that to the kitchen. We're going to use your money to fix the organ. And so we can have the finest pipe organ in the country for a church this size. No other church will have an organ like this. I protested. And I started home. I protested with a statement, I ain't going to pay the pledge. And God brought that verse to mind. And then, you know, you ever tried to argue with God? You ever tried to bargain with God? I did. And finally, in my desperation and my frustration, I said, but God, they're going to spend no money on that blasted organ and his prize is after. And he said to me, your obligation, responsibility before me is to pay the pledge that you vowed. The vestry of the church is responsible to me for how they spend it. I said, oh, Lord. Oh, I felt so sorry for those boys. I went and wrote them out a check for it, man. I said, here it is, and I want you to know you're responsible to God. I was talking to that chair. You're responsible to God for how you spend it. Goodbye. I paid my pledge. Hallelujah. You make a vow, fulfill it. Now, how many of y'all have ever made vows like New Year's resolutions? Well, those are vows. Those are vows. Those are agreements you say you're going to keep. How many of y'all ever just said, oh, shucks, man, I'm going to get up every morning and I'm going to read my Bible for an hour? Am I the only one ever done foolish things like this? Well, I'm going to lose 20 pounds next month. I'm just going to... Those are all vows. They're unfulfilled vows before God. It is better not to vow than vow and not keep it. And so you need to watch what comes out of your mouth. You got unfulfilled vows that you made. You need to confess before God that you've been foolish, that you have uttered things that you have not kept, and ask His forgiveness. Put it on the blood of Jesus Christ and break the curse of it. But Jesus was made a curse for you that you might be delivered from this. Now, unfulfilled vows is a major source of cursing. Okay. Now, what is your protection from curses? Number one, repent of the sins of your fathers and your sins that have come down your family. Where did it say you should repent of your sins of your ancestors? Leviticus chapter 26, verse 40. And this was exampled in Daniel and in Nehemiah. But here it says, verse 40, but if they will confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their unfaithfulness in which they were unfaithful to me and they walked contrary to me, that I've always gone out to them and brought them to the land of their enemies, and their uncircumcised hearts are humble and they accept their guilt, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob and my covenant with Isaac, my covenant with Abraham. I remember and I will remember the land. Confess your sin and God will remember the covenant of Abraham, which is the only call you've got on him. But you've been adopted into the family of God. You be the seed of Abraham and heir to the promises, it says in... Okay, so you break the curse that come down through the family line. You confess any transgression, anger, unforgiveness, or failure to perform a vow and place it under the blood. And you turn from the sin and don't repeat it. You remain a clear conscience and walk in love and charity with your neighbor. Always clear conscience immediately. Don't let the sun go down on a guilty conscience or angry relationship. Ephesians 4:26 says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Neither give place to the devil. That give place to the devil means to move over and let him sit next to you on the couch. Or scoot around and give him place at the table. That's the literal meaning of the word. If at any time someone speaks evil over you, eject it immediately. Be done on your breath if necessary. That's Isaiah 54:17. If you've injured someone, hurt someone, make it right if possible and place blessings on that person. We've covered that. Regular Bible reading. Read 3.5 chapters a day. You'll read it through in a year. I read to you Proverbs 4:20. I read it to my men's Bible study this morning, but read Proverbs 4:22. Let's look at that. Why is it necessary to read the Word of God? 4:22. Says, my son or daughter, give attention to my words. Incline your ear, bend your knee down, and listen to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and medicine to all their flesh. And your translation may say health. But if you've got a big King James, the alternate translation is medicine. This is your medicine bottle. This is the medicine that you need to take. And how do you take your medicine? 3 times a day with meals and bedtime. Well, I got better medicines now. You only have to take them twice a day, morning and night. All I can say to you is this. The Holy Spirit said, I'll bring all things to remembrance. If you can't remember, and remember this, it said, the Word of God, said, Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But only the truth that you know will set you free. If you don't know the Word of God, it won't set you free. If you want to pick up the sword of the Spirit, you don't pick up the Bible and hit the devil in the head with it. That is a spoken word. It's a rhema word of God. And so you, God, it's a word given to you. A word given to you to meet a specific situation. And if you plant it in your heart, the Holy Spirit will bring it out. And you can keep the devil at bay. That's the only offensive weapon you have besides prayer and your testimony. And so you should read the Word of God every day. That's medicine to all your flesh. Regular prayer time, quiet time to hear the Holy Spirit for direction. And you look at Deuteronomy. Let's look at Deuteronomy 28. Why do you need a quiet time? God speaks in a very quiet, delicate voice. Your emotions will rage. When you get upset, your emotions rage like a lion. God speaks in a gentle voice. Deuteronomy 1:28 says, Deuteronomy 28:1 says, "Now it shall come to pass if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe all his commandments which I command you here today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." Now, that means the blessings will chase you down the road and you can't get away from them. You should be blessed in the city, blessed in the country, blessed in the fruit of your body, blessed in the produce of ground, the increase of your herds, and that's your business. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneeling bowl. Blessed you when you come in, blessed when you go out. The Lord calls your enemies to come against you, be defeated. Come in one way, please seven. Command the blessings on your storehouses and all your land. He will establish you as a holy people. Delicate voice. Your emotions will rage. When you get upset, your emotions rage like a lion. God speaks in a gentle voice. Deuteronomy 1:28 says, Deuteronomy 28:1 says, "Now it shall come to pass if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God and observe all his commandments which I command you here today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." Now that means the blessings will chase you down the road and you can't get away from them. You should be blessed in the city, blessed in the country, blessed in the fruit of your body, blessed in the produce of ground, the increase of your herds, and that's your business. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneeling bowl. Blessed you when you come in. Blessed when you go out. The Lord calls your enemies to come against you, be defeated. Come in one way, please seven. Command the blessings on your storehouses and all your land. He will establish you as a holy people. You'll be the head, not the tail, and the top, not the bottom. Those are all blessings. You come on into verse 14, it says, if you do not, Ezekiel 15 says, you come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, carefully all on his statutes I command, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. That's why you need a quiet time, to hear God. Brother Chris Simpson gets up and spends an hour every morning in quiet time, just sitting there waiting for God. You can't hear with the television blaring. What do you do all the time? You pray quietly in tongues. Read the Bible. Pray quietly. Read the Bible. Just sit. Wait for God. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. It won't hurt you. That's awful early. Well, go to bed an hour earlier. Don't sit up and watch television at 10 o'clock. Go to bed. When I lived on the farm, and that little boy, we used to go to bed at 8 o'clock. Because, kerosene costs money. Electricity costs money. When the sun went down, you went to bed. And you got up the next morning because you had to milk the cows. But you need quiet time. Praise the Lord. And those are curses, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. I say to you that if you have the problems I mentioned to start with, financial insecurity in your family, got a good income, but it's a hole in the bottom of the sack. You're shoveling that money in, it's running out faster than you can put it in there. Boy, you're just shoveling, man. You're working 18 hours a day, and it just seems like ain't nothing ever in the sack. That comes from disobedience to God. Now, brother taught on a curse of poverty last night, but he didn't, I talked to him, he said he, and so let's look at Haggai. Now, Haggai is way over at the end, right there, right before Zechariah. Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai, going backwards. Verse 2. Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying to his people, time, saying his people says, the time is not come. The time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by the Haggai the prophet, saying, it is time for you to dwell in your panel houses and temple lion worms. Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You sow much, you bring in little. You eat, you don't have enough. You drink, and you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but you're not warm. And he earns wages, puts them in a bag with holes. They were disobedient. They said, it's not time to build a temple yet. We'll build our houses and get all our stuff fixed up. Maybe we'll build it next year. And they weren't prospering. Poverty comes from not obeying God. It also comes from not obeying God and tithing and not giving offerings. Poverty comes from a curse of poverty, too. Returning evil for good. So you got poverty in your life, you need to look for a curse. Either the curse of disobedience, the curse of not tithing, or the curse of returning evil for good. You got sickness in your family. You got mental instability, mental breakdown. You got repeated miscarriages or infertility. You got chronic diseases that run in the family. You got somebody sick all the time. These are curses. Come through curses. Curse of rejection causes lots of disease. And so, what we're going to do now is we're going to all stand up and get our blood circulating again. You know, it's only said the brain only absorbs what the fanny can endure. And after about an hour or so, your blood all settles down in your feet and in your fanny. You need to stand up now and praise God. Jump up and down. Praise God. Hold up your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God a little bit. Jump up and down and move your feet up and down. I've been moving around up here, but y'all all been sitting. Y'all need to get up and move a little bit. Jump up and down and shake a little bit and get your blood moving. And praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we praise you and we bless you, Lord God. I say, dear Lord, I confess the sins of my ancestors, my sin. I repent of them, Lord. I turn away from them, Lord. I place them under the blood of Jesus Christ. And I break the curse on me and my children forever. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse of the bastard and incest. Back 10 generations. I break the curse of idolatry. Whoredom. Returning evil for good. And all other curses. I break the curse of unfulfilled vows. Lord, I say to you, I am sorry that I have been exaggerating in my speech. I ask you to forgive me for making foolish vows. I do repent, Lord. With your grace, Lord, I shall turn from this. And my mouth shall be shut. Except that which edifies and gives grace to the hearer. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me with this. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord Jesus. I repent and break all ungodly covenants who's ever been made for me, made by me, or for me, in the name of Jesus. I repent of them and place them under the blood. I say that these idolatry demons, these whoredom demons, they're not married to me. The blood of Jesus Christ has annulled their covenant. I am the bride of Christ. I am waiting on my patrol to return. The bridegroom. Come, Lord Jesus. I break all these curses now. And I bind all these evil spirits. And I command the evil spirits of whoredom and bastard. And praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. And incest. And poverty. And all other spirits. Leave me now. I break the curse of witchcraft on me. Witchcraft mind control. I bind it. I isolate it from all other spirits. Draw no power, authority, from any other spirit. Communicate with no other spirit. I bind it in the name of Jesus. For it is written. Joel 2:32. Anyone calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Leave me now. In the name of Jesus. Everybody sit down now. Now we're going to call out evil spirits. An evil spirit is a breath. The word in Hebrew means is breath. The word in Greek is pneumo. In Hebrew it's raka, which means breath. In Greek it's pneumo, which means air, like a pneumatic tire, like pneumonia. It means air. And they come out through your breathing passages. They come out through your ears sometimes. Sometimes they come out other orifices. And if they do, let it go. Whatever happens, happens. Keep both feet flat on the floor. Remember when you're a little kid, you said, I don't have to tell truth because I got my fingers crossed? That's a witchcraft sign. The devil will use any legal thing he can to keep you from getting free. He said, look, she ain't telling the truth. She don't really want you to know because she got a finger, feet crossed. He's a legalist. You know, Derek French tells the story of the man who had he inherited some money, a good bit of money, and when the will was read, it was legally his. But he had some relatives decide they weren't part of it, that wasn't right, and they contested the will, and they hired themselves a very good lawyer, a crooked attorney. And he'd used every underhanded, dirty trick in the book to keep that will tied up. Man, he filed this and he filed that and he filed the other. And it was 8 years before they got that money. That money was legally theirs the minute that will was read. But it took 8 years to get it because they had this crooked lawyer using all the legalism to keep them from getting it. Now, the devil is a crooked lawyer. And he'll use every legal trick in the book. And he knows them all to keep you from getting delivered. That's the reason I say keep both feet on the floor. And I call out the spirits. Agree with me in your mind. Say, if it's in there, I want it out. Don't pray in tongues. Just agree. And push that thing out. Set your will against it and say, go in the name of Jesus. In your mind, just push it out. Set your will against it in the name of Jesus. And let it go. Let it happen what's happened. If your scream comes out, let it come out. If you feel like you're going to vomit, vomit. You know what I mean? Whatever happens. Now, you're scared you're going to get embarrassed and lose your dignity. Don't worry about it. You can get your dignity back. Let your demons go. You got to choose between your dignity and your demons. Let your demons go. You get your dignity back. I was right there. I fell out on that thing, and I vomited and rolled over in my own vomitus. And I just looked horrible when I got through, man. I was so happy. I went out, took a shower, put clean clothes on, and I was fine. I've been vomiting on and all kind of things. Don't bother me at all. You can go shower. Praise God. But you let your demons go. Don't hold on to them. You let what happens happen. In the name of Jesus. Let what happens happen. I've had people hold on. You sense it? Nobody going to run. I'll run outside. I'll wait till I get outside and get rid of them. You get to keep them. You get to keep them. You know, God sets you free from your enemies, not your friends. You want to keep your demons, you get to keep them. You know, don't pick and choose. Don't say, I want to keep this one. I had people come say, now I want to get delivered from alcoholism, but I want to keep my smoking for a while. I need that. I'd say, well, come back when you're ready to get delivered. You mean you ain't going to pray for them? No. I don't waste my time. That's a waste of time. I said, when you're ready to come out of sin, come back and see me. Well, it's terrible. Sorry. That's the way God is. You're ready to come out of sin, you can come out of sin. You don't get to keep, there's no such thing as a little sin. You get to keep your sins. Okay. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirits of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. I say these are not rejected people. These are children of the living God. They've been accepted in the Beloved. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace. And I bind the spirits of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the Hittite spirits of fear. I bind the Canaanite spirits of rejection, the Hittite spirits of fear, the Amorite spirits of pride. And I bind you and I break your power and I command fear to come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. All you fear, come out. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. Fear of not being good enough. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you. The love of God does drive you out. Come out in the name of Jesus. All fear, come out. Fear, 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 come out. All fear, come out there in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. Fear of not being good enough. Come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All fear be gone. I bind the spirits of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, come out. I bind fear of not being loved. Love in the name of Jesus. I bind the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. I bind God, the world substitute for love in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go. I bind the spirits of fantasy. Come out, retreating into fantasy in the name of Jesus because you're afraid to face the truth. Come out, fantasy. Come out, out. Vain imaginations. Come out, all the spirits of fantasy and vain imagination. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all of you in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. All of you. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. And I command you to be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, go. Turn loose. Go, go, go. All fear, all vanity. Go, go. All idle imaginations, all daydreams. Go, 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 go. All self-idolatry. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Self-idolatry, self-idolatry. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, all you selfish spirits. All you self-centered spirits. Go. I'll be God. I'll control it. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll be judge. I'll decide. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name. Every bit of you, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I speak to sexual dysfunction. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind sexual dysfunction in the name of Jesus. I bind all genital sex in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, 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 go. Go in the name of Jesus. I bind masturbation. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All sexual dysfunction. Go. All, come out. All dyspareunia. Go. All frigidity. Go. All impotence. Go. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirits of incest. Go, incest. Go, 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 all incest. I bind you and I break your power. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. All fear and insecurity. Go, all insecure spirits. All grasshopper spirits. Come out, come out. All grasshopper spirits. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. Go, go, all grasshopper spirits in the name of Jesus. All tormenting spirits. Come out, spirits of nightmares. Come out. Spirits of nightmares. Spirits of fear. Come out. Come out. Spirits of night terror. Come out in the name of Jesus. Things that go bump in the night. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Spirit of anger. Spirit of spiders. Fear of water. Spirit of the dark. Come out. All fear. All phobia. Come out. Come out. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. We bind all of you. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go. All sleepwalking spirits, go. All spirits of sleepwalking, sleepwalking spirits, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of... Come out, come out. All bondage spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. All blackout spirits. I bind the blackout spirits. Go, go, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of witchcraft, mind controlled. You've been isolated. Come out. I bind you and command you to leave. All witchcraft, mind control. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, go. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, go. All of you, get out of here in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. Go, 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 go. I bind all perfectionistic spirits now. All spirits of perfection. Come on out, out, out. All spirits, I'm going to get it right this time. I'm going to get it so right nobody can ever criticize me. I bind you and I break your power. Come out, spirits of perfection, come out. Perfectionistic spirits, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you. Come out, all spirits of intolerance, critical spirits, intolerant spirits, anger spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Frustration spirits, come out, out. All spirits of self-accusation, come out. All pro-me spirits, self-pity spirits, bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Fear-related self-pity spirits, come out. Come out. Self-pity. Self-pity. Come out. Come out. Come out. Pro-me. Pro-me. Why me? Pro-me. Come out, pro-me. Come out, pro-me. Come out. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break you apart. Come out in the name of Jesus. Pull me. Pull me. Come out. Pull me. Come out. Little spirits. Big spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits of rejection in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of rebellion. I bind the spirits of pride. Pride and haughty man. Scorner is his name. I bind the spirit of scorner now. Scorning spirits. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Delusional spirits. Come out. Deception spirits. Come out. Proud spirits, unteachable spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Unteachable spirits, come out. Spirits of being unteachable, come out. Stubborn spirits, stubborn, selfish pride, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Divination spirits, spirits of divination, spirits of divination, come out. Come out, divination. Come out, astrology. Come out, horoscopes. All divinations, all Ouija boards, come out. All spirits of the Ouija board, all spirits of the hashing sticks, all spirits of divination, out, out. All spirits of the table, come out. The tipping table, come out. Come out, come out, come out, 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 out. In the name of Jesus, all spirits of spin the bottle, come out. All spirits of the pendulum, come out. Pendulum spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all of you in Jesus' name. Come out, come out. All spirits of Ikka, Ikka, Venus, come out. I spirit, come out, Venus and Celebi. Celebi, I bind you, Celebi. I bind you, Ikka. I bind you, Venus. I bind you, Diana. Come out, Astra. I bind you, Astra. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out, Astra. Come out, Jezebel. Where's your kingdom, Jezebel? I've broken your kingdom. Come out, Jezebel. I bind Jezebel in the name of Jesus Christ. I break her power. Come out, Jezebel. Come out, Jezebel. We bind you and we break your power. All religious spirits, all Pharisee spirits, all lying spirits, all religious spirits. I bind the religious spirits, the Pharisee spirits, the lying spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All spirits of bondage. Bondage to alcohol. Bondage to cigarettes. Come out. Bondage to pornography. Come out. Come out. Come out. Pornography spirits. We bind you and we break your power and we command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. All of you, go, 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 go. Go in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord God. We bore all of our infirmities and all our sorrows and all our sickness and all our pain. And by His stripes we have been healed. I speak to all the infirmity spirits. I speak to the spirits of headaches now. I bind headaches in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of witchcraft. Witchcraft headaches in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind headaches. I bind headaches in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind sinus problems in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of sinus problems. Break the curse of allergies. The curse of asthma. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, allergies. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, all allergies. Go, 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 all allergies. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Go, allergies. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break your power, allergies. I break the power of brain tumors. I speak to brain tumors in the name of Jesus. I break the encephalitis in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. I speak to break the strokes in the name of Jesus. Strokes, I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. All eye problems, come out. Ears, deafness, deafness, tinnitus. Ringing in the ears. Come out. Vertigo. Dizziness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Deafness. Deaf and dumb spirits. I bind you in Jesus' name. All spirits of thyroid trouble. Graves' disease. Thyroiditis. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Myxedema. Graves' disease. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind the spirits of bronchitis. Emphysema. In the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits of bronchitis. Of emphysema. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bronchiectasis. In the name of Jesus Christ. Congestive heart disease. I bind fear that make the heart fail in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out of those people. Bronchospastic reactive airway disease. Asthma and emphysema. Come out. Come out. Come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. 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 All gastroesophageal reflux, stomach ulcers, gardenal ulcers, duodenitis, enteritis, colitis. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spastic colon. Come out. Come out. Crohn's disease. Come out. Sickle. Come out. Celiac. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind all of you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits of cystitis. vaginitis, cervicitis, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Human papillomavirus, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out! I bind you and I break your power. I bind the spirits of chlamydia. Come out! Gonorrhea, come out! I break your power. Come out! Oh, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out! AIDS, come out in the name of Jesus. I break your powers. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! All diabetes, all arthritis, go out in the name of Jesus. Fibrocystic disease, go, 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 go. Chronic fatigue syndrome, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Lupus, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Fibromyalgia, go. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. And I say, go in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I bind you. Jesus has borne all their infirmities. You got no rights. You're trespassers. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, go. I bind all gingivitis in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind all caries teeth, all abscess teeth in the name of Jesus, all pyrrhea in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out! Big healing to God's people. 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 Lord, send your healing angels. Lord, send your ministering spirits. Lord, I loose the ministering spirits to minister now in the name of Jesus. I call back all the souls that's been stolen from these people. Send both the war angels to gather up all the soul now, Lord God, and bring it back. All that's been stolen from them, all their soul, Lord. I speak restoration of their soul, Lord. I break all evil soul ties over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. All ungodly soul ties. I break them now, Lord God. I set them free. We cut them free now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut them free. Cut them free, Lord. Thank you for them, Lord God. I speak the healing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the shalom of God. I speak shalom. The peace of God that passeth all of us. Peace of God. Peace. 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 And all God's people said, amen. Now stand up and praise Him.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, now, Lord God. Bless the food, Lord.
Yes.
Bless the food, Lord God. Thank you. We praise and bless the Lord. All God's folks said, amen.
My deliverer has come, in bondage I've been enslaved. My deliverer has come, and now I'm getting free.
Amen.
Lord, you're everlasting, your truth endures the test of time. Your words are righteousness, so true, your grace abounds to me. My deliverer has come, in bondage I've been enslaved. My deliverer has come, now I'm getting free. Oh, Lord, everlasting, your truth enjoys the test of time. Your word is right and so true, your grace abounds to me. Oh, your grace abounds to me, yes, your grace abounds to me.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.